This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Defying Myanmar's military crackdown, anti-coup protesters in Mandalay held a rally at dawn early morning Sunday. The early morning rally was meant to avoid major confrontations with security forces and police. Medical personnel, including doctors, nurses, medical students, and pharmacists in white coats, joined pro-democracy protesters marching overnight. They chanted and held banners saying, "Save our leader," referring to the country's former de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and "Save our future." Suu Kyi and other democratically elected leaders have remained in detention since February 1st. Mandalay has been a major hub of opposition to the military takeover. Other protests took place overnight from Kachin State in the far north of Myanmar to the south of the country, with residents lighting hundreds of candles. Military and police have continually used tear gas and live rounds to disperse the demonstrations. Hundreds of people gathered near the U.S. state of Georgia's capital to demand justice for the victims of shootings at massage businesses in and around the city of Atlanta. The crowd Saturday called for an end to racism and xenophobia. Many waved signs and cheered speakers, including U.S. Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Georgia State Representative B. Nguyen, the first Vietnamese-American to serve in the Georgia House, also was present. Similar rallies were held around the country in protest over the killings of eight people at three Atlanta-area massage businesses. This is VOA News. India has reported its highest number of coronavirus cases in 4 months. The high numbers come amid a worrying surge that has prompted multiple states to return to some form of restrictions on public gathering. The health ministry on Sunday reported nearly 44,000 new cases in the past 24 hours, the worst single-day increase since mid-November. The central Maharashtra state, which is home to India's financial capital, Mumbai, accounts for more than half of the new infections. According to the ministry, seven other states have been reporting a surge in new cases from the last week. India has so far reported more than 11.5 million cases of coronavirus infection, the world's third highest total after the United States and Brazil. Meanwhile, the world's largest vaccine producer in India has told three countries that their COVID vaccine shipments will be delayed. The Serum Institute has informed Brazil, Morocco, and Saudi Arabia that India's overwhelming need for the vaccine is the cause for the delay. The company has come under criticism for selling or donating more vaccines than inoculations put in arms in India. Brazil is in talks with the United States to import excess doses of coronavirus vaccines. That's according to the Foreign Ministry on Saturday. The South American nation recorded just over 79,000 new cases of infections in a 24-hour period, according to the health ministry, and reported more than 2,400 COVID-19 deaths. The talks between the U.S. and Brazil began on March 13th. On Friday, the U.S. said it was lending 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Canada and Mexico, but did not mention Brazil. The Biden administration is facing growing questions about why it wasn't more prepared for an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The administration is scrambling to build up capacity to care for 14,000 young undocumented migrants now in federal custody, and more are likely on the way. Immigration experts say the predicament was predictable. Administration officials blame the Trump administration for making a mess of the immigration system. Border Patrol officials have encountered more than 29,000 unaccompanied minors since October 1st, nearly the same number of youths taken into custody for all of the previous budget year. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.